Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
So the DNC last night, a lot of people, a lot of good things to say.
A lot of good things to say. An exciting night. One of the best nights telling the American story. It was just amazing. It was thrilling to be in the arena with shouting, screaming, diverse Americans all on one page. First Lady was absolutely phenomenal.
Yes.
She was a phenomenal woman. And she was a woman who became everyone's friend that night. And that's what the whole story is about. Whether or not you want a president who is sympathetic, committed, and dedicated to moving your life forward, whether you want one who is criticizing and believing that America is not great and taking you backwards. That's clearly what the choice was last night. It was a clear difference from Republicans' expression of their view of America and our view of America. The mayor of San Antonio, with his wonderful life story and the story of his brother, his engaging and open expression of how he made it this far and how everyone needs a hand up to be able to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, was really an amazing experience. It was thrilling to be in the arena listening to a number of diverse speakers, including the governor of Massachusetts, who made it very clear that the economy was down in Massachusetts when Mitt Romney was there. No jobs were created. I really don't know how there could be a more clear choice. What do you want to do? Go backwards and not have any jobs? And I'm being very serious about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Because what Mitt Romney wants to do is continue the Bush tax cuts, which will throw us over the cliff, and then, to make it worse, not have a safety net by cutting discretionary funding as it relates to education and health care, Medicare in particular, for our seniors and those emerging to be seniors soon. It really is a clear choice. It was just an amazing night.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is who we talked to. Was there any particular part of the First Lady's speech that really just struck a chord with you?
Well, I think there was these moments of humor, but yet reality. How many of us can understand student debt being larger than your mortgage, a rusty car that you can see the street? She humanized Barack when she talked about he was so committed and dedicated to helping people that the only new shoes he had was a size too small. When she began to compare both his family and her family, mm-hmm. which I imagine that millions of Americans who were in their living rooms, because that's really who you're talking to,
yeah.
could really relate to that and feel that. The contrast between saying when we felt that we didn't have enough money, we thought we'd just sell some of our stock portfolio, versus another couple who really realized that they really didn't have any money, but they were going to base their success on what America provided in terms of opportunity. Her expression of what their family is really about, because rebutting the criticism of him not wanting to be out after 6:30, that they really wanted to make their girls their priority.
Mm-hmm.
And then to go on and really say that he did have compassion. He was committed. He did feel the pain of Americans who did not have jobs. I'd rather put my hope and faith in someone who knew what it was like to be where I am today. And when I say that, to be where some American is today, than to worry about somebody who says they think they can feel your pain. That's what you're going to get with Mitt Romney. But you're also going to get a record where there is no evidence of job creation. You're also going to get a record of someone whose money is and has been in Swiss bank accounts. That really is not a good feeling, to have someone being the steward of the American dream who really didn't have to worry too much about even dreaming because it was given to them, or that they secured so much that they don't really have a compassion for those who do not. So I tell you, the night was enormously emotional, and what First Lady Michelle Obama did was touch every woman's heart, touch every family member's heart, I could just imagine people looking at it and drawing themselves closer to each other while they were in their home. That's what we wanted, because there was such a feeling of sisterhood and brotherhood and family in that arena. People were hugging, people were crying. They just felt that we are the America that America should be, and America is the greatest country in the world. We have to maintain it. She talked about Dr. Martin Luther King. She talked about soldiers sacrificing so that we might vote. It really touched people to say, what can you not do? People are out fighting for you. If your ancestors laid down their life for you, you can at least get up and go vote to take and make sure that America is the America for all people.
Now,
that was the message last night.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is with us this morning talking about the DNC last night. Now, in 2008, there was a different feeling with President Obama. Everybody's excited. It was new. It was fresh. It was changed. Now, with the economy and stuff, there's a certain challenge. You have to reach out to independents. Like myself, I'm an independent. What do you think the main message needs to get through in these next couple days to those independent voters out there who haven't decided who to vote for?
I think we have a wonderful message for you. I think we have an honest message, which is, 4 years ago, we're losing 800,000 jobs a month. We have, since President Obama, gained 4.5 million jobs. It has been a struggle. We acknowledge that. But we also have a wide and expansive view of America. We know that independents want not only jobs, but good jobs. We are the party of research and development. We are the party of innovation. We're the party of new technology. We are the party of believing in investing in people and education. And we are the party who does not want to interfere into your private rights, the choice of women, the choice of who people are with. We are the party that believes that the Bill of Rights is alive and well and is breathing when it says the freedom of religion and the freedom of association, the freedom of speech. So I would argue that this is a party that is going to keep America not only going forward, but climbing up and bringing people along with them. And it is a new and fresh party. You saw speakers of all ages last night. We have a vibrant, young, and committed new emerging Democrat. And you have many who are soldiers who have been on the battlefield, that we have been fighting for civil rights and are committed to continue to making sure that civil rights are alive and well. So I would say that this is the party of all people. And independents who want to be fresh, we have fresh ideas. Independents who want the truth and honesty and integrity, that is the Democratic Party. We're the ones that are fighting against special interest super PACs that are literally taking over this country. We're trying to make sure that everyone has a seat at the table. And for Houston in particular, with its emerging, bright, wonderful, young population, the listeners that you have, individuals who are just leaving college, who are wondering about opportunities, I can assure them that the representations of the Republicans about we're about jobs is impossible. Because many times when the economy is rocky, just as was done for General Motors, you've got the partnership through the government to stimulate the economy. You've got to make opportunities for business to grow. Our plan is to keep the middle class tax cuts and to not provide relief for those who don't need it, who are the top 1 or 2%. That is America, who includes everyone, and that's the independent, as far as I can see. You want doors to be opened, and you're not necessarily looking to be given anything except that if you do need a hand up to be able to build your life, you want to make sure that the government is there to do so. That's what Democrats believe in.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is who we're talking to. She's live at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. Finally, I know they have a list of great speakers tonight. Bill Clinton will be speaking as well. What can folks expect when they watch tonight?
They can expect to see the continuity of the Democratic Party. They can expect to see the reflection of a very good economy during the president's term, President Bill Clinton, but a commitment for the future that if you want to continue looking at or experiencing what was a thriving economy 22 million jobs created during President Clinton's tenure, then the mantle should continue in the hands of President Obama. That is what tonight will be. We will focus on that the Democratic Party has a history of helping people. For those who are very young, they can ask their grandparents about how better off they are with Medicare. For those who are very young, they can ask their great-grandparents about what Social Security has done for them through Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Lyndon Baines Johnson is the one that put Medicare in the civil rights laws. The Democratic Party has always been the door opener, the creative opportunity. Tonight, you will see that we continue in that vein. We have a history. We're not Johnny come lately. We understand who we are. We are the America's Party, and we're a party that is better than to look backwards and dwell on making America go back. We are the party that goes forward. And as a member of the United States Congress, I want to be able to pass legislation that is going to help Houston, help Texas Southern University. I want to make sure I can save Pell Grants for those going to Houston Community College or trying to make a way for themselves. Tonight, you will hear that you best put your vote, your commitment, and Democrats, because we have a history, and we know how to do it and get the job done, and we are ready again to take our rightful role as America's party.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, thank you so much for being a part of the show and calling in and giving us a, you know, a bird's eye view, if you will, of what's going on there.
Thank you so very much, and I just wanted your listeners to know the delegates that are out there are just fabulously young and energetic. They are excited about being there and going to work, just like my daughter, Erica Lee, who's a nominee for the Harris County School Board. We have got a great future, and I would ask your listeners not only to be voters, but to get involved, get ready, and let's put President Barack Obama back in the White House.
Congresswoman, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.